This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
The trial of Chad Daybell continues on, and, well, the craziness continues with it as well. All sorts of exciting things, like magical emojis that give you powers. It's a really kind of a crazy world, but I think we knew that going into it. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. It is easy just to look at this and go, well, they're crazy, and, you know, that's it. But they got here somewhere. They somehow went from living the semi-normal life at some point in time to, yeah, literally texting and saying, I'm talking to your dead grandfather, and if you want the special powers back, text me an emoji, and I'll give them back to you. That's just one of the lines that we learned about this week. Siobhan, walk me through this a little bit. How does one get there?
It's really hard to understand how people can, you know, look like if you saw them as your neighbors in your neighborhood, you wouldn't have any clue about this crazy magical thinking. But I think it's unfortunate that in truth, there are lots and lots of people who entertain these weird beliefs. And then as these folks did, they find other people who have that tendency, who believe the same way they do, and they all reinforce each other. And it just gets further and further out there as time goes on.
But I mean, at some point, somebody's got to say, this is nuts. I mean, or at least the initial person I would think would be thinking this is nuts. Is it kind of one of those things where you throw it out there and you see what sticks and that, wow, these people actually believe this. And if I keep going down this road, I can control them. Is that how this all starts? Or did Chad, you think, at one point actually believe this sort of stuff that he was telling Lori?
My guess about Chad is it's primarily about his ability to coerce and control other people and manipulate them. But he may have a touch of, as we talk about this little delusional tendency, to believe some of this crap, at least to a certain extent. And the more he got away with it and the more it worked, the more followers he could gather, the more influence he had, the better he got at using it.
I mean, just the principles of it to get more and more people in here, because there are people, there's still people that believe in some of these principles. They may look at Chad and go, he's the wrong guy for this and he misled us, but the right person came along and said this stuff, we'd eat it up, or they do eat it up, and they're waiting for that right person. What's going on in a mind that enables this way of thinking? Like, what? Why? What is this? Is there a desire? Are they missing something? Are they needing something? Is it a void that's being filled? Or is there something like just really not working correctly and things aren't adding up?
I go with most of the time it's something's not working correctly. And I actually have a person in my family system, not my immediate family, but my family system, who has a lot of these same, not this identical type of religious belief, but has weird religious beliefs with a lot of magic, a lot of focus on evil spirits and the devil. And he's into conspiracy, name a conspiracy theory, and he'll bring it up at Thanksgiving, you know, and everybody else just kind of rolls their eyes and says, here he goes. He's always been weird in that way. And again, he's held a normal job. He's an engineer. You wouldn't look at him and think, you know, this guy's nuts. But there's always been this level of, you know, kind of childish, bizarre, magical thinking. And I think there are a lot of people like that. And they do tend to congregate in religious or some kind of faith-based group. And they find each other.
What draws people to that?
It's complicated. I think sometimes it's that thing about projection, where it's rather than owning responsibility for their own lives and making their own choices and having the unpredictable nature of the universe, you know, at play, they like to feel like there are these evil spirits against them and that they have some power to pray it away or you know, use scripture against it. I think it makes them feel more in control. And that seems to be a part of it for many of them. Others just like the sense of, well, I'm tuned into this alternate reality. I'm tuned into this spiritual force. And it makes them feel powerful in that way.
I mean, yeah, we're talking about, you know, adults, you know, here in this. And you know, Chad and Lori going back on this. I mean, if you look at some of the text messages, it looks like it could be between two children, just like magical, like we're playing. Yeah. But they're operating as if this is reality. Is it kind of going back to the whole thought process of, you know, the unknown, where people are more likely to participate and continue on with something with the chance that maybe this is going to happen or something like this is going to happen versus here's reality or here's the fact of like, this is going to happen or this is not going to happen. Just absolutes the fact that there's the mystery about it. Is that what kind of draws people in? It's like the magic grab bag. You never know what's going to be in there. And that's kind of draws people in.
Yeah, I think they get a mood boost out of it. It's kind of exciting. The relative that I mentioned was firmly convinced that, you know, Armageddon was going to happen. I think the first time was 1978, and then it was going to happen in the 80s. And I do think that at least 90% of him believed it, mm-hmm. you know. Now, obviously, it doesn't ever go that way. But then there's just another fabulous, fantastic belief that takes its place. And so it just seems to be the way they're wired.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.